Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome. This is C, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. We are going to do that little bit of a life cycle while we're still here in samsara and making our way to that lotus flower. We're going to connect to here and now and presence. So many of you might have a little bit of space today to connect with the sun. Today we're going to connect with the element of fire. And this is that beautiful energy that is required to really keep our life force going. It's the inner Agni I've talked about on other episodes, and it is the element of fire in Chinese medicine. It's located in the solar plexus. This is not by accident that it's called the solar plexus, the abdomen region, which is fire, which it relates to solar, our sun, and this relates to the masculine energy. So all around, we understand that without the sun, we would actually not be here on planet Earth, because we rely on that relationship between the yin and the yang, the photosynthesis, all the magical things that happen when we have that element of fire in place so that we can continue. So what does this mean, and where do we want to go with it? Well, in this segment, we're going to connect to a couple of beautiful expressions of what can happen when we allow certain things to burn off and attune ourselves to expressing our inner fire, our inner flow. There's a beautiful mantra called Om Ratam Namaha, Om Ratam Namaha. This mantra can be utilized, one, to clear the mind and to clear the solar plexus, because it connects us to our flow, aligning ourselves with our cosmic flow. So many people might be consumed with their passion or their purpose. And really, passion is just this beautiful, fun thing to feel. And you can explore what you want to express. And that aligning with your flow means that it'll be easier, maybe, let's say, if you're, let's use the analogy in athletics, if you're an ice skater, it might be easier for you to ice skate than it would be for you to row a boat. Or if you're a swimmer, it might be easier for you to swim than run. So when given the two things, even though you might say, well, I really think running's cool and I imagine that it would be really cool if I could run, but it's effortless for you to swim. Which are you going to choose? If you have an ocean and a shore, you'd probably choose to swim versus run. Or you might say, well, out of all of those two, it really is easier for me to walk. So I'm going to choose to walk instead, because I know I can get further that way. I may take longer, but I'm going to walk. So when we align and attune ourselves to what is our flow, what naturally comes easy, in the sense that it's effortless, then we are in a position to be more effective everything we do. So imagine if you're not going against the flow of the water in the river, that you're able to be more efficient, effective, you have less stress, you're happy, and there's nothing encumbering you, holding you back. So this is that alignment. And then you get to attune to what that fire wants to express. And it may morph and metamorphose. However, you'll realize maybe at some of the core basis of that fire, there's a certain gift. So let's say you're an amazing communicator, that you might know that, hey, I could actually be of service in many different facets within my work, within home life, within my way I do seva, and I might be the communicator in that instance, and I'll serve so beautifully that way. So to think about this and how you to really tune to your gifts and how you can serve in any moment. And this doesn't mean that your gifts are all used to necessarily make money, for instance. It might just give you the opportunity to help out and be that expression. And guess what? When you're in that attunement, when you're in that alignment with your fire, it connects you with your highest self, that fire is this catalyst to help us fly. And when we're there, we truly are in service, and we're moving out of the passed down paradigm that success is perceived through occupation or vocation. That truly, when we're in alignment with our highest self, we're finding ways to effortlessly be in service to self and others. And then we can harmonize with other energy fields in a way that creates a beautiful symphony. So I'm going to allow you just to digest everything I said, because that was a lot. And we're going to just connect with our breath, our inner life force. And right now, we're going to connect to Suzanne Sterling's song, Jai Ma, to surrender, to think about where you'd like to surrender, where you've had angst, where you've had stress, anxiety, and where that dis-ease is, and breathe into that solar plexus, breathing in and out, and release that fire, that angst, that stress and anxiety out through the mouth. And if you're bubbling up with joy, if you're feeling really in alignment, then what I'd love for you to do during the surrender part is share that cup that's overfilling with others, meaning imagine giving your extra energy that you have right now to others that might not be filled up like you are right now. So this is a beautiful way when we're extra filled. And then for those that need to receive, use this time to really reconnect to your fire, releasing the energy through the mouth that doesn't serve. And just think about the surrender and how the element of fire can be that catalyst.
I don't know.
Jema. So continue with the breath, breathing in and out, and connecting to the effortless aspect of self. And as you connect to that, I'm going to share a little words of wisdom from Mother Teresa. And this goes with that fire, because oftentimes in our everyday life, when we're really feeling certain emotions, and they range from anxiety, stress, you're feeling jealousy, self-doubt, all these things reside in that masculine energy. And what it is just energy. So we decide if we're feeling that, do we want to feel it, and how can we move forward with it without allowing it to completely take over our body, our mind, our spirit. Because when we're feeling any kind of disease in our body, any kind of dis-ease, meaning discomfort, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, that is harmful to our entire being and the world around us. It affects how we move through life. So by getting to know this element of fire and deciding, wow, you know, I tend to run a lot hot, and I tend to overexpress myself, or I tend to not be completely able to hold back anger or those type of emotions. We know, for instance, that anger can be harmful to others and stuff. So it doesn't mean that that isn't a natural emotion, but how can you verbalize it in a way that is effective for self and others so you're heard? Because if you can imagine in your mind's eye, if you're screaming at the top of your lungs, which you might need to do to get it out, it's not going to be necessarily heard, because most everyone is going to go into offense or defense mode just to keep themselves safe, because that's a lot of energy coming that way, and they can't hear you. So to know when your fire is coming up, what do I need to do? Where do I need to go? By learning to manage this fire and these emotions, you're going to then find this constant, and then you'll be able to express your inner Agni. You'll be able to flow with your cosmic flow in everyday life, and you won't feel those interrupts. You might see them coming, but rather than react, you say, I'm going to take that energy and I'm going to keep moving forward. So this is a short little excerpt of something that Mother Teresa wrote or said, I'm not sure, but is really beautiful and a great reminder to stay in our flow. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish alternative motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends, and true enemies succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone might destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world your best anyway. You see, in the final analysis between you and your creator, I'll leave it at that, it was never between you and them anyway. So no matter what your belief system is that she's just sharing, go for it. Be in your flow. Find your harmony. Find your song and stay there. And no matter what occurs, it's a choice to stay there. And the element of fire will support you that way. So if you want to rage and be angry, it's going to support you to do that. And more than likely, you might burn down a couple forests. And if you want to be in harmony and feel that momentum, the effortless momentum to move forward and stay there, the element of fire will carry you there. So we are going to now look at an organization. I'm going to shine a light on a sacred fire community. They're out in Los Angeles area in different communities around the world, and they basically are taking the art of storytelling, emotions, sacred rites, and bringing people together to connect with this element of fire. So this is a key point. We have an internal point of fire. We have an external point of fire, the sun. And then we have the element of actually creating a fire to gather around for warmth. In homes, in cold regions of the world, the whole activity center was designed, this is before central heating or cooling, around that fireplace, that hearth. People could come together for conversation around a campfire. In Native and Indigenous communities, the fire was built from the beginning and the end of the day to bring people together in conversation and discourse. This is something that's been lost. So this is a beautiful offering, the sacredfirecommunity.org. You can look them up, the links below, to think about how can you bring this element of fire into your daily life in a ritual, knowing that we used to have communities that every day they came together around fire. And now we're missing that element. We don't even light a candle, let alone create a physical fire. So it's something to consider, and considering that in Ayurvedic science and in Chinese medicine, in that science, that the fire is there. So having that element is important. And this is also looked to in many different indigenous teachings around the world. So we might wonder, wow, we have this disconnect with this element that's so important in our physical body and our external body, meaning the relationship of the sun to the earth, that how can we cultivate this in our daily life? How can we spend some time? So many of you might know by now that if you've listened to me more than once, I'm a big meditator, breather, and you can utilize the element of fire in your daily life by a couple ways. If you haven't really connected to the idea of being in silence with self, you might take time to create a fire if you have that capability in your home, or to take time to light a candle. And you can do these things mindfully that do not impact the environment. I promise you that a small fire is not going to impact the environment as much as some other things like driving your car down the road. And guess what? You can invite some neighbors and some friends, and everyone can gather around and just have a cup of tea. And that's another great segue, is that the element of fire can come in to heat the water. And you can utilize this act to connect with fire. And as you're heating the water, think about the connection between the masculine and feminine in the cup of tea. The heat warms the water, and then this water is brought up to a temperature that's similar to your inner body temperature, and then you connect with the feminine as you receive the water. And this is a beautiful way to connect to both those elements within you and outside of you. So as you digest what I've just shared, we're going to connect to a gentleman that I've played his song several times, Xavier Rudd, and it is called Follow the Sun. Xavier is a perfect example within his music of someone that stays in his flow, connected to his belief system. And this is located in your heart and your Agni. When we know we're not in integrity, we're not in alignment with that flow, one, things don't flow as easy. And in addition, you'll feel that angst, that stress and anxiety, because you know you haven't been in alignment. So as you listen to Xavier Rudd, he's another great example of someone that's walking the talk, living the embodiment. He is in his Om Ratam Namaha with his music, with his voice, and how he presents himself in his daily life. So you can sit back and think about where you want to bring that alignment in with your inner Agni, your life force, connect with that element of fire, and we'll be right back to wrap up this episode of Cycle of Life. Thank you.
new day for everyone. A brand new moon, a brand new sun.
That's a wrap. For some reason, those two songs always want to be paired together. So as we wrap it up for today about fire, connect with your fire, connect with your flow, spend some time recapitulating, reflecting, remembering where it's easy and where it's not, and remembering that sometimes when we step over into that ease, we will definitely find our grace and discover that which we can express and serve with. So until next time, please support the arts, connect to Sacred Fire community, connect to your fire, connect to the sun, and have a lot of fun. This energy of fire can help generate that joy, that laughter. We'll explore that a little bit more in the next segment around cycle life. Until then, this is Shi signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, and a namaste. Be simply.